It's 16 minutes to 7 on Breakfast, and Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, as we were discussing on Friday, Donald Trump has new legal representation. There have been several departures from his legal team, and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and the experienced impeachment lawyer Emmett Flood have been added. Since Giuliani joined the team, he has been making huge headlines for going on TV and revealing things which the president hadn't admitted before. On Thursday, he admitted that Donald Trump had reimbursed his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, for a $130,000 hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, despite loud denials that he had any knowledge about where that money came from. Overnight, Rudy Giuliani has gone on TV again, speaking to ABC America's George Stephanopoulos. And to give you an idea of how the interview went, here's Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, reacting to it immediately after it finished.
George, did that interview just happen? I mean, I'm not being spoofed, right?
You heard the whole thing. What's your reaction?
Well, it's an absolute unmitigated disaster for Rudy Giuliani and the president. It's a train wreck. I can't believe that actually just happened. I mean, what we witnessed by Rudy Giuliani may be one of the worst TV appearances by any attorney on behalf of a client in modern times.
And here's Lanny Davis, who was appointed to legal advice roles by both Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, speaking to Fox News, reacting to Giuliani.
He's a crisis manager by his own description, and he committed three cardinal violations of crisis management, which I also do. Number one is don't make matters worse for a client. And I think by what he has said on television, he's exposed President Trump to possible prosecution for two crimes.
And here's Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff on CNN.
His legal defense for the president seems to be a bit orthodox. It started out by saying, you can't believe the president of the United States. That's our defense. So when he says things, you just got to discount them. And more than that, trust me, this wasn't a violation of campaign laws. Neither one of those things is pretty persuasive.
Now, all three of those men are, to various extents, opponents of President Trump, whether legal or ideological, so you may not want to take their word for it. So here's what Giuliani said, and you can decide for yourself. The central argument that Giuliani is making is that the allegations that the payment to Stormy Daniels constituted a campaign finance law violation is wrong because it was a personal payment paid by the president to protect himself.
It was not a campaign contribution because it would have been done anyway. This is the kind of thing that I've settled for celebrities and famous people. Every lawyer that does that kind of work has. And number two, even if it was considered a campaign contribution, it was entirely reimbursed out of personal funds, which I don't think we'll even get to because the first one's enough.
He says it doesn't matter that President Trump told the press last month that he didn't know where the payment came from.
So the president did know about this after the campaign.
Can't say that. I mean, at some point, yes, but it could have been recently. It could have been a while back. Those are the facts that we're still working on and that, you know, maybe in a little bit of dispute. This is more rumor than it is anything else.
Well, but that's what you said. You said that to BuzzFeed.
But here's the I mean, that's one of the possibilities and one of the rumors. The reality is,
you stated it as fact.
Well, maybe I did, but right now I'm at the point where I'm learning.
He says it doesn't matter legally if President Trump lied to the press.
Those don't amount to anything, what is said to the press. That's political. What matters to me as a lawyer is...
It's okay to lie to the press?
I don't know. You know a few presidents who did that. I don't think this president has done that. But in any event, that's not the crime.
He says the amount of money Stormy Daniels settled for is indicative that the affair between her and President Trump in 2006 didn't happen.
I never thought $130,000 was a real payment. It's a nuisance payment. When I settled this, for when it was real or a real possibility, it's a couple million dollars, not $130,000.
Giuliani says Michael Cohen regularly made payments like this.
If I were him and I were the president's lawyer and I had done this in the past and it had worked out in the past, I would not go to him and bother him 2 weeks before the election.
Now, George Stephanopoulos pressed Giuliani more on this.
And you said he this was a regular arrangement he had with Michael Cohen. So did Michael Cohen make payments to other women for the president?
I have no knowledge of that. But I would think if it was necessary, yes. He made payments for the president, or he conducted business for the president, which means he had legal fees, monies laid out, and expenditures.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, says this amounts to a slush fund.
According to Rudy Giuliani, this was basically commonplace. that the president had effectively an extramarital affair slush fund that was administered by Michael Cohen, and that he would just be expected to take care of these things. They were a regular occurrence. I mean, that in and of itself should be very disturbing. Most people of means, most people of wealth and celebrity, they don't have extramarital affair slush funds, and the suggestion is insulting.
As for how the president will react as Robert Mueller continues to probe into his affairs, Giuliani said he couldn't guarantee that Donald Trump wouldn't exercise his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Are you confident the president will not take the Fifth in this case?
Oh, how could I ever be confident of that?
Now, Donald Trump has had thoughts on this topic in the past.
You see, the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Now, there's a question about whether or not Giuliani will advocate for the president to agree to an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller to talk about the Russia investigation. Giuliani says the release of the questions that Mueller wants to ask Trump in a leak to the New York Times recently makes that less likely. Giuliani said the questions indicate that Mueller doesn't have anything on the president.
Well, there were questions about it because they don't have any answers, right? They wouldn't have to ask us if they had answers, right?
And yet he also argues that the interview is a trap.
What is the danger in answering Robert
Because
Mueller's
they're
questions?
Trying to trap... You couldn't put a lawyer on the show who wants to keep his law license to tell you he should testify.
But it's only a trap if the president doesn't tell the truth.
No, it isn't. It's only prosecutable if they have some... built up manipulated evidence to prove the president didn't tell the truth.
If he doesn't agree to testify willingly, then there is a question about whether Mueller will subpoena the president. Here's Giuliani's response to that.
We don't have to. He's the president of the United States.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff disagrees.
No, he's going to need to comply with a subpoena. If they take that case to court, they're going to lose.
And Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has summed the whole thing up like this.
I think it is obvious, George, to the American people that this is a cover-up, that they are making it up as they go along. They don't know what to say because they've lost track of the truth.
There is a widespread obsession about this story at the moment, Fran. Stormy Daniels herself was on Saturday Night Live on the weekend as part of a sketch including Alec Baldwin.
I solved North and South Korea. Why can't I solve us?
Sorry, Donald, it's too late for that. I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a-coming, baby.
It's enormous news in the US, Fran, and people kind of don't know how to deal with it. Every time Rudy Giuliani comes on the television, I'm looking forward to his next appearance.
Matt, thank you very much. Cheers, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.